Week 3, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Come, let us adore the Lord, for he is our God. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. In ancient times God spoke to man, through prophets, and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. I am wearied with all my crying, as I await my God. Psalm 68. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk in the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame. Through me, Lord of hosts, let not those who seek you be dismayed. Through me, God of Israel. It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, then they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkard's songs. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am wearied with all my crying, as I await my God. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Psalm 68 continued. This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favour. In your great love, answer me, O God. With your help that never fails, rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for consolers, not one could I find. For food they gave me poison, in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. Psalm 68 concluded. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving, a gift pleasing to God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad. The God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. The Lord will teach us his ways. We will walk in his paths. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31. Moses proceeded to address these words to the whole of Israel. I am 120 years old now, and can no longer come and go as I will. The Lord has said to me, "You shall not cross this Jordan. It is the Lord your God who will cross it at your head to destroy these nations facing you and dispossess them, and Joshua too shall cross at your head, as the Lord has said. The Lord will treat them as he treated Sihon and Og, the Amorite kings, and their land, destroying them. The Lord will hand them over to you, and you will deal with them in exact accordance with the commandments I have enjoined on you. Be strong, stand firm, have no fear of them, no terror, for the Lord your God is going with you. He will not fail you or desert you." Then Moses summoned Joshua, and in the presence of all Israel he said to them, "Be strong, stand firm. You are going with this people into the land the Lord swore to their fathers he would give them. You are to give it into their possession. The Lord himself will lead you. He will be with you. He will not fail or desert you. Have no fear. Do not be disheartened by anything." Moses committed this law to writing, and gave it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who carried the Ark of the Lord's Covenant, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses gave them this command: "At the end of every 7 years, at the time fixed for the year of remission, at the Feast of Tabernacles, when the whole land of Israel comes to look on the face of the Lord your God in the place he chooses, you must proclaim this law in the hearing of all Israel. Call the people together, men, women, children, and the stranger who lives with you, for them to hear it and learn to fear the Lord your God and keep and observe all the words of this law. Their children, who as yet do not know it, shall hear it and learn to fear the Lord your God for as long as you live in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess." The Lord said to Moses, "And now the time draws near when you must die. Summon Joshua, and take your stand at the tent of meeting, that I may give him his orders." And Moses and Joshua came and took their stand at the tent of meeting. And the Lord showed himself at the tent in a pillar of cloud. The pillar of cloud stood at the door of the tent. And the Lord gave Joshua, son of Nun, this order: "Be strong and stand firm, for you are to bring the sons of Israel to the land I swore I would give them, and I myself will be with you." A responsory from Deuteronomy 31. Be strong and stand firm, for the Lord your God is going with you. He will be with you. Have no fear. The Lord will be at your side. He will keep your steps from the snare. He will be with you. Have no fear. A reading from the commentary of St. John Fisher on the Psalms, on Psalm 101. God brought the people of Israel out of Egypt most miraculously, with very many mysterious signs and wonders. He caused them to pass on foot, dry-shod, through the Red Sea. He sent down from heaven the food of angels, and also wild fowl, curlews or quails. He caused water to flow out of the hard rock for their refreshment, gave them victory over all their enemies, caused the river Jordan to leave its natural course and turn backwards, divided and shared out the promised land according to the number of the tribes and races of Israel, as many as were destined to have possession. Very often he had mercy on them after they had committed idolatry. He also called us to grace, although we were Gentiles by nature, and grafted us to the true olive tree of faith, allowing its own boughs to be cut away. The olive tree is a symbol of the Jewish people. Lastly, he did not spare his own son, but gave him to redeem us all, disregarding the fact that we, unnaturally thankless, pay no attention, nor consider how much God's love is shown to us, but forget and neglect to follow the example of our merciful Lord in his great compassion for sinners. Such hard and unresponsive hearts, hearts harder than flint or stone, this great lack of feeling takes us so far from God. How extraordinary it is, a thing to be marvelled at, to realise that he looks down into such utter depths of ingratitude. That is why we urge that these great kindnesses of God be recorded, so that all Christian people who come after us may bear them continuously in mind. Responsory from Psalm 67. In festive gatherings, bless the Lord. Bless God, you who are Israel's sons. O sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Bless God, you who are Israel's sons. Let us pray. All-powerful, ever-living God, direct our steps in the way of your love, so that our whole life may be fragrant with all we do in the name of Jesus, your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.